Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our rugby correspondent, Alec McDonald. And well, Alec, first place first is the Aviva Stadium. Yesterday, as Ireland defeated Scotland, barely, it has to be said, 19-12 in their opening Six Nations tie to get Andy Farrell's reign as head coach off to a winning start. But it was, as we indicated, a bit of a stuttering start, it has to be said, Alec.
Yeah, well, I think maybe expectations sometimes were very big because of a new coach and Joe Smith had retired. What is, I read quite a bit today, you know, Joe Smith coached those players, some of them, for 6 years, and, you know, all of a sudden you just can't change the whole game patterns and things. And, you know, as you said, it was a stuttering game. I think, to be quite honest, we 19-0 would probably have been a very good result because I don't think either side really deserved to win. Ireland, yes, won 19-12. But, I mean, if you take the Stuart Hogg disaster dropping the ball over the line, who knows what might have happened then. There's no doubt that the breakdown and fluency, Scotland were very, very good. Ball in hands, offloading really well. But, I mean, the Irish defence was absolutely superb. But there was still that problem that Ireland have had over the last 2 or 3 years, you know, of no continuity. The ruck ball was slow, and that meant then that they, you know, the backs really didn't get an opportunity to move the ball too much. To be fair to Armoured, full-back, he tried on every occasion when he got the ball, and he looked very, very good. And that back three, along with Conway and Stockdale, certainly look an exciting prospect. But again, you know, you can't just rely on that because if a player's caught in possession, then penalties can be given away. But overall, I suppose from Andy Farrell's point of view, he's got a win. But, I mean, next week's going to be a different ball game completely because Wales look very professional, beating Italy yesterday by 42 points to nil. So a lot of work will have to be done in this week.
So, Alec, when you look at players that probably did stand up yesterday, Irish supporters, they're used to big performances and winning by big margins, but it just didn't happen yesterday. As you pointed out, a new team, new coach, things do go wrong. But some lads did put their hands up yesterday. The likes of CJ Sander, man of the match performance, was really alert yesterday. And suppose Farrell and his coaches would have been really happy with that. And also the impact Bundiaki had as well. And Sexton, of course, being impeccable with his kicks yesterday.
Yeah, the thing is, as you said there, CJ Stander, who, you know, was under a bit of pressure. I mean, I did say at times I felt maybe that his game lacked a wee bit more, but yesterday he stood up, and winning turnovers yesterday is something I don't think I've ever seen him do at international level. And one of them was a very, very important one just at the very end when Scotland were in a position to maybe tie the game. As you said, you know, there's Johnny Sexton, you have to admire him. You know, we've only 8 days of training, and yet yesterday he looked as if he hadn't missed anything. And I must say, it's great to see that he went off the pitch without an injury, and that's the important thing to it. Bundiaki at times looked good, but then he made two very bad mistakes, a knock-on and another bad pass. And it'll be interesting to see just the selection for that, because with Henshaw come on, and if Ringrose has got a hand injury, which is possible, they may have to make changes in that back line. There's also, will Doris be fit to play? You know, Tag Furlong, he went off with, I think it was calf muscle problems. So there's a lot to worry about until next week, because it was a bruising encounter, there's no doubt about it. I mean, there were no prisoners taken, a really, really hard game. And, you know, for a first-up game, those players will know this morning how they played. I suppose the talking point, Parik, before the game was, you know, should Farrell start it with Cooney, or would he stay with Murray? If you read the papers this morning, they seem to think that Cooney should be starting now against Wales. Murray had an average game, but his box kicking was very poor in the first half. I mean, four box kicks gave the ball back to Wales. Cooney came on, and I have to say now, to be fair, he had four very, very good kicks to touch, relieved the situation and took Ireland into attacking situations. But again, that's all up, that's for the coach to do, and that's where a coach earns his money. But I mean, you know, I don't think there'll be many changes for next week unless there's injuries, but there has to be a bit of continuity, and as I say, there has to be a big improvement, especially with the forwards and especially at the breakdown. And I might add, I mean, the scrums creaked a few times yesterday as well, surprising. And all that has got to be right, because Wales, as I say, are going to be very, very dominant next week.
Well, that debate of Cooney and Murray will go on during the week, no doubt. But I suppose, as you were just indicating beforehand, how much of an intense game it was yesterday. Debutant Caelan Doris, well, he got injured within 3 minutes. The highly rated Leinster number 8, I suppose, we just didn't see enough of him yesterday, unfortunately for him. But all mutes coming out of the camp today is that he's going to be okay, Alec.
Well, I hope so, because he is a massive talent, I mean, and there's no doubt about it. But, you know, isn't it strange how a person getting injured gives another person a lease of life? Because, you know, Paul O'Mahony must have been very, very annoyed that he didn't make the starting lineup. He gets on the pitch after 3 minutes and puts in a performance which, you know, if you look in the context of the other members in the forwards, how can you drop somebody that had a game like that there? Doris must play, so I suppose Van der Vlij's position maybe is in a slight doubt, although we need an out-and-out open side, but it's one of those things, and O'Mahony certainly put his hand up. The other thing too was it was great to see Henderson back playing well, him and Ryan. I know he was substituted, but apparently he was exhausted at that stage when Toner came on, but Henderson was back there a wee bit to more like he had been last or the 2 years ago, because he had a time there where he just didn't show the skill level that he's got. And all in all, you know, maybe next week against Wales a few more of the players will be stepping up to the mark. But you know, I would imagine Doris is bound to play. If you pick him once, I mean, it's not his fault that he got injured, and just hope that next week he stays clear of injury. But you know, it was quite frightening when you saw how quickly he was knocked out. But he seemed to come round, and I'm sure come next week he'll be raring to go against Wales. But as I say, whatever team he puts out against Wales, Porrick, they'll have to put another 20% onto their play, everyone.
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose it gives Andy Farrell that opportunity of training during the week to highlight what didn't go wrong. And look, he did get a one yesterday, 19-12. And any day you get a one against Scotland, you'll take it. Now, turning our attention to local matters here, Alec. A limited fixture list yesterday, but in the Towns Cup, there was a big victory for Carrickfergus over Limavady.
Their first defeat of the season, and certainly, I mean, I would have thought they would have travelled at Carrick with confidence. Carrick, of course, playing a league above them, but nevertheless, to lose by 50 points to 5, I mean, having been unbeaten all season, something must have went wrong. Carrick must have just got on their game. They outscored them by 8 tries to 1, which is pretty convincing, and that will be disappointing for Limavady, because they were certainly hoping for a good run in that Towns Cup. Nevertheless, they now can concentrate on the league and make sure that they're in a position to win that league. To win that league and get promotion, there are quite a few points clear, so that's really now their target for the rest of the season. Also in that competition, Oma seconds beat Rainey seconds by 24 points to 12. They'll be delighted, Oma, to have got into the last 8 of the Towns Cup, but I think it shows you the strength and depth of that Oma, because, you know, their firsts are going well, as you know, and have a second 15 that's playing so well means that any injuries, players can step up to the mark without any problems. And the Rugby Regional West, Staban had a 19-13 result over Rainey. And in the Rugby Provincial 2, which is basically a second 15 league at Judges Road, City of Derry edged out Bangor by 17 points to 15.